With less than 2 weeks left for the Biden administration, a regulatory review proposed cigarette nicotine levels be mandated and lowered. The plan aims to get accolades from anti-tobacco advocates on American streets. However, others interpreted it as a cigarette ban that would exacerbate the black market. The proposal cleared an Office of Management and Budget Review last week. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Robert Califf has until January 20th to issue the rule. Public health advocates believe setting a nicotine standard would be a positive step forward, as there currently are no limits. According to a recent National Health Interview survey, 11.6% of American adults smoke cigarettes. CDC figures showed an estimated 480,000 Americans die every year due to tobacco use. Cigarettes are a leading cause of preventable death. In 2022, Califf said that lowering nicotine levels would decrease the likelihood of future generations becoming addicted to cigarettes and help current smokers quit. Critics of the proposal said it would cause current smokers to use more cigarettes to compensate for lower nicotine levels, further harming their health. They claimed it's going to keep America smoking and make the streets more violent. Opponents also estimated the black market for cigarettes would be in the tens of billions of dollars. Many cigarette users have already transitioned to other nicotine delivery options that are believed to pose fewer health risks, such as e-cigs. It remains to be seen if the Food and Drug Administration will issue the new rule before the Biden administration ends. After a public comment period, the incoming Trump administration will then make the final decision.